Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's Monday the 10th of June 2024. I want to talk today about something called the gap and the gain. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago I'm actually reading a book at the moment called 10x is Easier Than 2x, written by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. Really worth your time. It's one of those really big idea books that's intended to inspire you and push you and get you to think bigger and act bigger. And even though that's scary for us, it's the right thing to do because it's how we make big leaps in our business. So I do recommend going and have a look at that. I've been reading it slowly, if I'm honest. I've got about 4 books on the go at the moment, and I've just got to a bit about halfway through where they talk about another book of theirs, which is called The Gap and the Gain. Now, I haven't read this book, but they explain the concept, and it is brilliant. So what is The Gap and the Gain? The Gap and the Gain is our mindset when we are in the middle of trying to achieve something new. So just like me, you're probably working really hard on growing your business right now. You're trying a whole load of things. I know that you're here in the MSP Marketing Edge because you want to improve your marketing, because you want to get more new leads, which leads to more new clients, which leads to more recurring revenue, which leads to more profit, which leads to a better life for you. I know all of these things are linked. And there are probably days where you are feeling you're just not getting there quick enough. Do you have days like that? I have many, many days like that. And I have to remind myself sometimes to slow down my ambition. And having heard about the gap and the gain, I now completely understand this. Here's how it works. When you are in the gap, you are comparing where you are today to where you want to be. So you're looking at where you are today and you're looking at the goal, the target, the future idea of where the business or whatever it is that you're working on is going to be. That's the gap. The gain is a different mindset. The gain is where you compare where you are today to where you used to be. So if you think about it, let's say right now your business is doing, let's say $500,000, pounds, whatever. And today you are frustrated that you're not yet at 700,000. And I understand that, right? I completely get that. And that's gap thinking, where we're thinking, oh, what's it going to take to actually get to where we want to be? And actually, the better way of thinking about it is gain thinking, where we're looking at it saying, do you know what? Just a few years ago, this was $100,000 a year business. Look at us now, we're $500,000. So obviously, we want to improve, we want to get better, we want to grow. But compared to where we used to be, we're doing an amazing job. And this is primarily a mindset thing. It's about relaxing yourself and giving yourself some context, I guess, in terms of what you've achieved without ever losing sight of what it is that you want to achieve. I'm going to go and get that book, The Gap and the Gain. It's by Dan Sullivan, Dr. Benjamin Hardy. It sounds great. And I have to say, 10x is Easier Than 2x is such a great book as well. It's on Audible. You can get it as a bit of paper as well. Really is worth you having a look at both of those. So a couple of new notice board things for us for this week. So on Thursday, we're going to provide you brand new weekly marketing content to use for week commencing the 17th of June. So to use for a week today. And that's about Team Copilot, which is another iteration of Copilot. It really is going across all of Microsoft's products right now. But Team Copilot is aimed at making teams more productive. Just one other thing to tell you about, which is if you are thinking of getting some video editing software to edit either our videos or your own videos, lots of our members use this particular software and they use it to either put their branding on our videos or sometimes to insert themselves into our videos so that our member is the person presenting it and not the lady that does it for you. In the versions that we supply you. So the software we recommend for this is called Camtasia. I use Camtasia myself, although my team use Premiere Pro because my teams are professionals. But just for basic editing, I use Camtasia. Here's the thing. Camtasia has been a one-time purchase product since it launched, however many years ago. And from the autumn, from the fall, they are moving to a subscription model. So if you want to get Camtasia, I would get it now. That version will last you for 3-4 years or so. To be honest, I'm using like the version from about 4-5 years ago, and it worked perfectly for the minor editing I do. So do go and get Camtasia if that's something that you're thinking of doing in the next year or so. Have a very profitable week. Enjoy yourself, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.